I know what it feels like to wait. Not the waiting like you do at motor vehicles, or the waiting for the sun to rise that goes with a tin cup of steaming black coffee in your hands in a sheep camp somewhere in one of the sky islands in New Mexico. Not even that interminable wait for Christmas to come, the year when you were 7 years old. The wait that starts about the same time as your school does in September, before the leaves have even begun to change, and stretches all the way to the end of December. I know what it feels like to wait so long, you forget over the years you are even waiting, except that every once in a while you catch yourself looking out the window to see if they have finally returned. I waited. I waited a solid 20 like that. I waited forever. It was not a bad wait. Like I said, most of the time you just go through life not even remembering that you were still waiting. You live your life, work a job, have failed relationships, make coffee every morning, go to bed some nights. You live in the same house. Over the years, you paint it different colors. You finally settle on purple, not because it is your favorite color, but because you know that she knows that it is your favorite color. If she ever comes back to town and decides to drive by the house, you want her to know you were still there. In your bedroom, with the tilted pine floor, through a tiny doorway your shoulders do not fit through, is a long, narrow closet filled with closety things. At the back of that closet, behind a row of shirts with dust on the shoulders you never wear, on hangers that never move, is a picture frame full of photographs of the three of you. Along with the photographs is a small handwritten note on blue lined paper. In hurried print, all it says is, "Please leave us alone."